Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Morning Show. Joining us now is an experienced armorer, weapons master, and trainer. He is credited on movies such as Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, among many others. Please join me in welcoming Brian Carpenter to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, Brian, I understand that you're an armorer, you're a weapons master, trainer, you're also a veteran private military contractor, and you've done many things, as I said, films such as Jack Reacher, also television shows, NCIS New Orleans, Queen of the South, Claws and Zoo. I want to talk about the set of Rust in New Mexico, the Alec Baldwin film, and I want to ask you a couple of questions. Clearly there was a live round in the gun that Alec Baldwin shot. It killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, and it went right through her and then injured Joel Souza, the director. Now, should there be a live round on the set of any movie?
No, Judge. There is never any circumstance whatsoever where a live round should be anywhere even near the atmosphere of a movie set.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that generally the armorer as well as the AD and the safety people are trained actors that they are never to shoot a gun at a direction of a human being. Is that correct?
Well, you are quoting one of the fundamental four safety rules that Colonel Jeff Cooper put down years ago. And whether you're a tier one operations group or whether you're a range instructor, you know, teaching home defense, you know these things and you follow them. We as professional armorers, myself and my colleagues, and it's only a handful of us to do this, obviously follow those rules. We make sure that even if the studios don't want to or don't take the time to, we carve out even moments with these actors and any talent that's going to handle a live weapon, try to teach them these four safety rules. And no matter what movie you've seen, and it looks like they're pointing at a camera or pointing directly at someone, they're really not. It's a trick of the camera.
Well, so, you know, Brian Carpenter, armorer and weapons trainer, I mean, the interesting thing is that this was not a remote controlled camera. This was a camera being held by the cinematographer. So, you know, there was a person right there. And in addition to that, we now hear that Dave Halls, who was, I think, the assistant director, said it was a cold gun. He took the gun off a tray of three guns that he handed to Alec Baldwin, but clearly it was not. Do we know whether the gun was a prop gun or a real gun? Do we know?
Well, obviously, and Judge, I know you, I've had some experience in this space, and obviously you are definitely familiar with it.
Yeah.
The investigative body is going to, you know, have to, you know, dig through all of the interviews, all of the questioning of, you know, 100 and plus people there, and try to get to the bottom of this, and they've got their hands full along with the
look, we have our hands full in every investigation. Bottom line.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Bottom line is the AD should never have had his hands on that weapon, handing it off to an actor. And if the weapon discharged and fired a live projectile, then absolutely it was a real gun, not a prop gun.
All right. And in addition to that, there are standards, Brian Carpenter, armorist, there are standards where the person who hands the gun to the actor will actually take the, you know, open the chamber and then look down the barrel so that everybody knows there's nothing lodged in the barrel and the chamber either has blanks or nothing in it at that point. Correct?
That is correct. We take a flag. I mean, aside from the six levels of checks that it would have got, had to make it through just to get to the set, then at that point, there's a double verification process where the armorer and the armorer or the trained armorer that's also a prop master, that can be that as well, takes that and does a double verification process with one person of authority at the minimum on set. Sometimes everyone wants
right.
to see it.
Okay.
It's going to be involved. Yeah, and you
now
look
we
there,
know it wasn't done. Slide. But I want you to take a listen to what Alec Baldwin said yesterday. Do we have that sound, guys?
We were a very, very, you know, well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened.
Okay, a very, very well-oiled crew. Is that guy, I mean, he's not just the main actor. He is the executive producer. It's his film company. He's responsible
right.
for the hiring. Talk to me about your interpretation of that quote, Brian.
What we've heard, and again, we obviously waiting for, the powers that be to tell us what really occurred. But what we've heard is there's been a lot of complaints on that set. There was a lot of people that had issues and concerns brought up prior to, and not just with firearm safety, but other safety as well. So all I can say is, and again, getting to the direct and harsh point is, a round made it onto set, a live round. It was pointed directly at someone, and it was fired, and it killed someone. So it doesn't sound oiled well or otherwise to me for that to happen.
Well, there was also, Brian Carpenter, an accidental discharge, two of them on the set of Rust before this killing happened. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I think, other than the fact that I think the armorer put out a statement, Ms. Reed put out a statement to her attorney that she said, she wasn't aware of any of this. But hearing what I have through other sources, it sounds like that maybe it was a performer that let the weapon discharge. And, to be honest with you, if you have no proper training, which I've been pushing for years to get minimum safety training for any talent handling these weapons, which isn't, it's an underlying deeper reason why all of this is going on, and it boils down to a dollars and cents thing. But they did not, if they're not properly trained, you hand these blank guns off. That's why you have to have a skilled armorer that has been doing it, has a lot of time, and knows how to sit there and watch it like a hawk. And transitioning from a real-world space to this, I got even a little bit more understanding of how quickly something bad can happen if you're not on top of your game.
Well, clearly, that people walked off the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust, Brian Carpenter, armorer here, because they said that they were cutting too many corners. They weren't getting paid. They hired this Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who a month before on a podcast said she wasn't sure she was even equipped to do this kind of thing. And she had only done one film before, and her father is like this master armorer. You can't help but think that this 24-year-old got hired because she was a legacy, because she was her father's daughter. She had no experience, and she basically admitted it on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's that. It's also the modern culture to hire, I see it, and I'm not, again, youth shaming anybody here, but hiring younger people, they're trying to do diversity hiring on every level, and I'm not, again, saying there's anything negative to that whatsoever. If anyone can do the job, then by all means.
We want the best person to do the job. Don't even apologize for it.
Right, right. And, you're exactly right. And then if you think they were cutting corners before COVID, you should see it now. With all the extra staff and COVID, personnel and testing and all of the things that they're putting in, now they're taking away from even more the safety protocols from the three things on a set that can kill you: special effects, stunts, and guns, armor services. And you have to beg for the time you need, the personnel you need, and that was even before, and now it's 10 times worse.
All right. Well, we very much appreciate your time, Brian Carpenter. We appreciate your expertise. I've spoken to some people in New Mexico. There are three people who are in the line of sight of the prosecutor out there. And I think legitimately so. I think it's just a question of applying the facts to the law. But thank you so much for your time.